Evaes einen Strom, das ein herrliche Flut, Reis Wunder, was stille durchs Land, doch strahlt und glänzt er wie feurige Glut. Wem ist dieses Wasser bekannt? O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei
und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es flüstert für dich,
wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer geht. Da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar, es schmeckt so lieblich und fein, es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, machet die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut, der Jesu ergießet sie sich, sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut, o Sünde, vergoss er für dich, o Seele, ich bitte dich, komm, und so diesen herrlichen Strom, sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn Hilfstätter komme und trinke es dich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in dem Strom gewaschen sie hat, das Angesicht Gottes anschaut. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtiglich, o Glaube, es fließt für dich.
Remember back in the day, the Colin, we used to sing that song by weddings and stuff. And still singing it today, but they don't know what it means. That's what it is with me. We sang that song, it was a good song to sing, but I was clueless what that stream is. We just sang it without, like a bunch of no-brainers, eh? Without knowing what that stream is. Nobody told us, because they didn't know themselves. But we had to go and find that stream. We found it. That stream has always been running, and it's exactly what we're saying here. That stream, it started back before the dawning of time, and that stream's been going ever since. And then when Jesus was here, that stream was running. And he said, this is going to be that stream that they believe in them I will send. And down to the grace, that stream was going. If you jump on that stream, what these angels had to say to these church age messengers, you had that whole package, whether you like it or not. And we found out about it. And it does exactly what that song says. He's going through the land, Astralton glanced at the fire get glue. See, it gives you joy, like a fire in your veins, is when you tap into this here stream. And then it says, you've had joy unspeakable full of glory. That's what you and I have, because we're tapped into that stream. It's just that simple. That stream is that message for your day. And then here it says, he'll heal your diseases. There's no reason to be sick. All you got to do is tap into the stream here. And clean up your diabolical lifestyle. Your ungodly lifestyle. All you gotta do is tap into that stream and believe the message for your day. Mm-hmm. It does it. It's right here, right at your fingertips. And, people that, they just pass it by like there's no God in heaven, you know? Mm-hmm. They don't believe us. Some that do believe us, they decide they want to go back in the cesspools of religion. And they never get it because they don't get involved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta get involved. You gotta, this is your life. This is your whole makeup. This is what my whole life changed when I found out God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. And I just immersed myself in it because there's nothing else. I quit buying books to read and all that stuff. Because there's nothing in it. Once mm-hmm. I found the message of the prophet, once I found the message for my day, I was off to the races, and I haven't looked back since. Right. And it's there for everybody. That's why the Lord does tells us what to do and moves on us, and today's Friday, and the week seems to pass so fast here in these closing days of time. That's why I said, when you see these things coming about, rejoice, for greatest reward in heaven. See, I want my life to count when I'm mm-hmm. at the end of the day. See, mm-hmm. that's why we do what we're doing, because you never get that day back again. That day, once that day is over, it's gone for all eternity. You never get another opportunity to praise God and anything like that. That's all that's what we're about, and everybody can get on it, and it's just that they try to reason it out, or these antichrists, they feed them a bunch of garbage about us. They're afraid to enter in. They can't get over the fear factor. And they could have a hallelujah time just like you and I. There's nobody that's more blessed than you and I, spiritually speaking. Yeah, you have to go through your trials and tribulations, whatever you have to go through, but at the end of the day, as long as you're part of that stream, it's amazing how quick time travels here now that we got the message for the day. Just any day now, the Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. And I'll be watching, and I'll be waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see.
Each time I stop to take a time to look around me, I see the sign of His appearing everywhere. The things He said would come to pass are now before us, and I feel a strange excitement in the air. Just any day now, my Lord is coming, He'll be returning for you and me. And I'll be watching, and I'll be waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. There's this longing in my heart for His appearing. I'll gladly leave behind His trials here below. For this journey has been long and I'm so weary. But somehow I'm feeling so much closer home. Just any day now, my Lord is coming. He'll be returning. Are you and me?
face I'll see.
Death is longing
in my heart for his appearing. I'll gladly leave behind his trials here below. For his journey has been long and I'm so weary. But somehow I'm feeling so much closer home. Just any day now, my Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. And I'll be watching, and I'll be waiting. Just any day now, his face I'll see.
Just any day now,
my Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. And I'll be watching, and I'll be waiting. Just any day now, his face I'll see.
That's too good to be true. Well, we're doing everything he told us to do, so he brought us to the message. And then we, once we found out about it, we told everybody that we knew. We didn't hide it under a bushel, you know. Of course it'll cost you. First thing they did, they put me in the outs. Who cares? As long as you're not in the outs with God, you know. Fear them not. Don't fear them that kill the body. Don't fear these thugs. They're working for the devil. They think they're doing God a service when they put us in the outs. It says so in the Bible. There comes a time they'll kill you, think they're doing God a service. Who are they? That's these thugs at the pulpit. Religionists, zealots, scribes and the Pharisees. Well, they don't call them the scribes and the Pharisees today. They call them preacher. Well, we call them tugs. Satan's tugs. That's the right word for them. Because they got exposed. They think they're so holy that you can't call them like that. But we call them what they are. They're vicious people. They're like the Taliban over in the Middle East.
Well, the Bible talks about hirelings. You know, the sheep hear my voice. We heard the voice of Jesus. A lot of preachers out there are just hirelings. They really do not lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ. They lead them to them, to their carnal makeup. They don't lead them to Jesus, you know, and that's why we didn't hear their voice, you know. It says, sheep know my voice. We heard the voice of Jesus, and we know where that voice led us to. It led us to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and that's just the way it is. Anybody out there that does not bring that with them is not leading you to the Lord Jesus Christ, is leading you to deception.
Amen to that, because the ministry of Brother Branham, they're not, see, the Brother Branham was not a hireling. He didn't charge nothing for his, to this day, his books are all for free. And it's all on the internet, and Brother Jackson, the contender, it's all for free. See, they're not hired to do a job. These hirelings, they always want money, you know. That's how you can tell that they're just hireling. They're hired to do a job, and they get a paycheck, or they get power, like in a secular colony. That what that preacher does, he gets to be in charge of that whole community. That's his kingdom, and then he's a hireling. It's just that simple. He's hired to do a job, and most of them don't have any brains. You know, they're very ruthless people. Some of them, because the power goes to their head. See, you and I, we got the picture right, and we're calling it out exactly what it is. The family is preparing for a wedding. All have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for the signal. When the groom says, "Rise, my children, come on in." Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Isn't that waiting music that I hear? Someone will rise to lead this land of sorrow for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Having made your preparation to go there, is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Isn't that wedding music that I hear? Joan will rise to lead this land of sorrow for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? We hear about the wars, we see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes, trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking, there's no safe place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps off coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. For a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, "Son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last." I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps off coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. For a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, "Son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last." I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps off coming down. the sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. All you gotta do is open up your ears, your spiritual ears.
All around you.
Earthquake in Venezuela. Horrible thing. What's going on there? But that's a sign of the time.
Yeah.
Earthquakes in diverse places. All the signs are around us. All you got to do is open up your eyes. Let people live. They think we're just playing church here. They think we're just playing the game. I tell you what, if you reject that, you'll find out the games we're playing. We put our life on the line to bring a message to the end time to people, these closing days of time. And we cost us everything. We put our life on the line to bring this here truth to a lost and dying world. They have an option. They got to make up their own mind. If they reject it, they're going to be rejecting it forever. They'll never get it back again.
Right, like you said, there's the signs of the time are all around you. What Jesus said in Matthew 24, earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars. You see all these things going on. And then you also see that homosexual lifestyle that it was just like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, in the days of Lot. You see that these people are brazen and they're proud of their lifestyle and they flaunt it everywhere. And you can see that it's really in just the condition is just as it was in the days of Lot. They're not hiding it anymore. They're right in your face pushing it, and it's everywhere you go, you know. And it's like sometimes you feel like you're still living maybe in the 80s or the 90s where people were hiding it, but you go everywhere and it's like right in front of you. And like I said, they flaunt it. They're proud of it. And that's just how they were when in the days of Lot. They were proud of their lifestyle. And that's just the condition we're in. And anybody who's denying that and not doing anything about it, and that they were living it to see God, man, I just don't know what's... you know, these people that don't, it's just not going to go very well for them.
Yeah, we're doing our part, and that's all we can do. We can't go out and paint the town red and think you're doing God a service and all that stuff. We're just doing what the Lord woke us up, told us to do. And people come on board, or they can do the same thing we're doing. What stops everybody from getting up around 5 and spend time with the Lord? There's nothing to stop them, just the devil, I guess. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed his faithful line of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. And we're marching with it. We got the truth. Ever since 95 around there, the Lord brought me to the ministry through that living water, through that stream. That's that ministry for Laodicea. It was the ministry of Brother Branham. You can go back and check what he said. It's all out there on the internet. Don't cost you nothing. And tapped into that stream, and now we're leaving a trail, blazing a trail through this wilderness journey. All you got to do is come on board. We're putting it out there for whosoever will. That's that living water. That's that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb that it talks about back in the book of Revelation. Whosoever will, let him come. Come to where? Come to this stream here that we're putting out there on a day-to-day basis. It's not our program. It's just something that the Lord has instituted here in these closing days of times for the lost and dying world. Just that simple. Luke 13, 23. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. These are different translations. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few be saved? So he said to them, exert every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, then you will stand outside and start to knock on the door and beg him, Lord, let us in. But he will answer to you and say, I know not where you come from. And then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught us in your streets. But he will reply, I don't know you, where you come from. Go away from me, you, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets, and the kingdom of heaven, but you yourself thrown out. Then will people come from the east, the west, the north, the south, and take their places at the banquet table and the kingdom of God. But indeed, some are last who will be first, and some who are first will be last. We're living in that time frame right now. It's just the last call for whosoever will, let him come. We're not playing the game here. This is serious stuff. This cost us everything to bring out the message for a lost and dying world. And that's all that's left. All these people are just hirelings. The only people in the 20th century that were real and genuine and cared about people's souls was Brother Branham. He preaches hour to hour for 40 years. And then along come Brother Jackson. He preaches hour to hour for 40 years. And they're the only two people that matter here. And the church age of literacy. The rest, all these dumpties out there beating their gums together, standing in the pulpits of this world, they're just hired. They're just hireling. They're just hired to do a job. Or they're just antichrist, agents of Satan, to make sure you never find it. I would have never found it if I, no matter which, how many churches I go to. If I go to John Higgs, he wouldn't have directed me. If I go to Oral Roberts, he wouldn't have directed me to go where to go. No, none of them. In fact, when I found out about it, I went and told these other right, and what did they do, the idiots? They just put me in the house for telling them the truth. Can you think of anything as stupid as these tugs are in the feet, the pulpit, that bike from Summerfeld, that Blumengard Jake? They're no-brainers. They don't have the brains of a peanut. Just because they tell them the truth, they put you in the house. And then they die like animals. They don't even... They don't see God's judgment on them. But see, we're just doing our job. We're just trying to warn them. And just for warning them, they do exactly what they did back in the Dark Ages. They take you to out they burn out the stake. They had to burn out the stake 10 times over already. But see, the law of the land doesn't allow it. But the law of the land allows them to excommunicate us and terminate us and put us in the house. Well, that's all part of the program. That's all you can expect from a hireling, you know what I'm saying? But see, we got the number. We know exactly what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this another day of life, Lord, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Just stop and think, and we're ever so grateful that you found us willing and able to use us for your honor and for your glory and to bring out this message here in these closing days of time, Lord. We just pray, Lord, you just continue to do it as you see fit. Help us to be overcomers in the world that we're now living in. Help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be, Lord. Give us the grace to finish our course, and that we'll receive our full reward, Lord. We just pray, Lord, once again, Lord, you continue to to do it as you see fit. We just pray and open the heart of the people, those that might, that are designed for eternal life, Lord, because the God of this world has blinded their minds and their hearts that the glorious light of the gospel cannot come true, Lord. We just pray you'll open up their understanding. All we can do, we can talk to them about it, and that's as far as we can go. So that's why we ask, Lord, every time that you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's the hour we're living in. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it says here. It says here, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able to. Now's the time to do it. It's no use kicking the can down the road, because there's nothing else out there except this truth here. You can go out there and indulge in the flesh, but it ain't going to lead you nowhere, because we've had tons of people listening in. If they're all still listening in, that started with us, and faithfully, every day they would listen in, but something diverted them. There's a devil out there, and they don't know that the devil does everything he can to lead them astray, to lead them away from truth. But see, you got to be determined, like you and I. Once we found it, we were determined, because we had to pay a high price to get it. And then once we found it, we had people try to divert us away from it and discourage us from it. But we know what we found, and we held on to for dear life, because our very existence depends on this very truth that we have here. That divides ein und schon. Once we found it, I tell you, I spent 45 years of my life looking for it, and then finally I found it. And I'm not going to let it sift through my fingers once you found it. When you have to pay a high price for it, you hold on to it for dear life. That's what we're holding on to. This is in time truth here. This is that. There's nothing else. There's nothing else out there worth even mentioning, because it's all just driven by this Antichrist. Just what was back in the days of Martin Luther, there was nothing that had any value back in the days of Martin Luther. They had only one message, just to live by faith. And the devil, he looked at it, and he saw how he can infiltrate it, and he infiltrated it with these Antichrists. And he took hold of Jakob Hutter and Andrade, all these religious zealots. They come out of the Catholic Church, and they thought they could do a better job than Martin Luther. Because behind was that Antichrist spirit, driving that whole thing. And to this day, you see the country flooded with these communitized, even the Amish and all these thugs out there. Just everybody starting his own movement and thinking they're doing God a service. When all along, there was that message to just to live by faith. And then, like we keep saying over and over again, then it moved to John Wesley in the 1800s. And then once he was done, then it moved to the Church Age of Laodicea. It's just that simple. And the Church Age of Laodicea was that angel. And he found the vocal cords of Brother Branham, because Brother Branham was a vessel that God had prepared when he was still a young kid. The voice came out of the tree. Don't defile yourself with alcohol, with women, and with a reckless lifestyle, because I have a work for you when you get older. And here, and he was baptizing people down at the Ohio River, down at Jerusalem, Indiana, and the voice came out, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so will your message be sent to forerun my second coming. And you were telling people of 100% the truth, but by the grace of God, we happen to tap into that. If we weren't to found that, it would have gone unnoticed like billions of people out in the world. The message of Brother Brennan is going by unnoticed, and they're not even aware, because these tugs, these people in the pulpit, the John Hagees and the Joel Olsey, they keep them away, they keep them entertained, so they don't find it. That's the devil's trick with these churches out there. Just keep them entertained. So 24/7 trying to feed them that garbage. But see, they're just hirelings. All they're doing at the end of the day, they collect the paycheck, and they're worth, you can find out how much they're worth. They're worth in the millions, and some are even in the billions. And all you're doing, you're paying them to lead you out to hell and death, because there's only two people in the church age of Laodicea and the 20th century that's worth listening to, and that's the ministry of Brother Branham and the ministry of Brother Jackson. And all that you and I are doing, we're just holding on to the things that has any value in the church age of Laodicea. And if you reject that, there isn't no more. There's no more. There's only one place for you to go. I was reading yesterday about, I keep saying, we have a lot of people that used to listen in. Now there's only just a handful that listen to us. And if they don't do nothing about it, then they'll do exactly. They'll also go out like the multitudes. They go out there because the devil will see to it. He'll feed them some garbage about us, and then they'll believe it. And that Antichrist will work over time to try to divert them away from this here in time truth. And I was reading lesson about Mordecai when he told Esther, you were born for such a time as this if you don't do what you can do, if you don't go to the king and you to save your people, you're going to lose it all yourself. But because you've been raised up for a time as this, and if you don't do nothing about it, then you will have to suffer the consequences, because God's going to save Israel one way or another. If you yield yourself to Him, if you allow Him to use you, He will do it through. He will do it through you. But if you don't, He'll find somebody else to do it. And that's the same thing that we say to these people that be listening to us. If you don't do nothing about it, God's going to find somebody to do it. And if you but in the meantime, if you just treat it like have a sleep, then you and your whole household will just go down the tube to destruction. Because if you don't take advantage of this here truth and tell it to somebody exactly what the Bible says, let them hear it say come. That's your duty. That's your duty. And you'll never throughout eternity be able to reverse it again. If you miss that, you've missed it throughout eternity. That's why I, for the life of me, can't see why people don't do nothing about it. Look what you and I did. Look at the price that you and I had to pay. And all God requires of them is to go and tell. Let them that hear it say come. Let them that is athirst say come. And all you have to do, we've already done the heavy lifting and everything. All they have to do is tell somebody. But see, they're afraid what that Leonard will do with these tugs in the pulpit. They're afraid to be ousted, because the Bible says, fear not them tugs. Fear not them that kill the body, but fear him who has the power, once the body is killed, to destroy both the body and soul in hell. That's the only direction you're going to go. You don't take advantage of the hour in we're living in, and to tell people about this here truth, this here stream, God's going to require it of you anyway, because just like Mordecai told Esther, don't think you're going to get away scot-free. When that judgment will come, it's going to hit you, and it's going to hit you and your family. And she went up, and she put her life on the line. Figured, if I die, I die. She didn't care. And that way she saved that whole Jewish race, just simply by stepping up to the plate and taking a stand for things that she knew was right. And it's the same thing here today. If you don't take a stand for your family, you're going to go down the tube, because judgment is going to come. And if you haven't done nothing about it, it's going to strike you and your family and your whole family structure. God requires of people to step up to the plate and get their feet wet. That's not right. Just kind of kick the can down the road, leave it for somebody else. If you hear it, let them that hear it say come. Just let them. That's all we're doing. We're just putting it out there on a day-to-day basis. And the things that we are saying are 100% accurate and backed up with the Scriptures. Just that simple.
It says in Ephesians 5:15, therefore be very careful how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, taking advantage of every opportunity, because the days are evil. You will look at the whole plan of creation of God, how He set out to create this great universe and all of creation. And you can see down through time how God has invested a lot in the Gentile age. Like he sent his son and he went away from his the Jewish people and went to the Gentiles in order to call out a people that will help and the Lord Jesus Christ in ruling and reigning in the millennium. And see, you can see how God's grace was poured out to the Gentiles, and where they were given that package of salvation and redeeming the time, redeeming everything that what Jesus did for us in the grace age. And that is making sure you put in every effort of falling in line what God has for your day and hour. Like a lot of Gentiles, they missed it. They missed out what God was doing when Brother Branham was here. And the same way with Brother Jackson, because that is what God had for the Gentiles. In that's the last message that God had for the Gentile people, to call out a bride, to call out a people for that millennium reign. And if people miss that, then it goes into a different category then. Like in the week of Daniel, you can see in the last part, there is a message, an everlasting gospel. So it's totally different. It's only preparing a mortal people to go into the millennium. And there's going to be leftovers for the grace age people that did not do everything. Like it says here, therefore be very careful how you live, not as unwise but as wise, taking advantage of every opportunity, because the days are evil. See, there's a lot of people in the Gentiles that did not take every opportunity. Mm-hmm. And they did not make sure that they fall in line with the message for their day. And those people will go into a different category. They will have to be they will have to give up their lives in order to make it into that immortality. See how God has everything so designed. But the message for the grace age was really for salvation. Like I was mentioning yesterday, the Feast of the Pentecost, it was on June the 21st. And the feast that was originally given back in Leviticus 23 was they were to bring loaves of bread. And in that loaf was leaven. And that leaven is like that old carnal nature in the human being. Like we all are part of that carnal nature because of what happened in the garden. So that's why they were to bring that loaves in with, like, mixed with leaven, which is that carnal nature, and that would be burned up. That's why Jesus came, so that, like, in the day of Pentecost, your spirit, that the Holy Ghost came in order to clean up our lives. Their spirit is born again, and then slowly, with time, your life, it starts changing, and you want to live for God and redeeming the time, for because we're living in a short envelope of time where God gives you that grace to do that, to live for Him. Like we only have 70 years at most. Some have more, but we need to put in every effort so that we can redeem the time, that when the time comes to stand before God, that we did everything, because we don't have much time to do that. And people need to put in every effort to make sure they do everything they can to make sure that they make it into that abode. Like that's why it says to strive. Like strive means to put in every effort, redeem. That's why are there for few that be safe? When you look around the condition of the world, you kind of wonder, will there not many be saved? Will not many be that will enter into heaven? When you look at the conditions around the world, you really wonder that, because not many people really put in an effort. There's few people that do that. There's a lot that live their lives as if there's no tomorrow. And then we are just wanting to let people know what message God had for Laodicea, the message that God has now for the people. And then, you know, and people can make sure that they fall in line with that message. And that's the thing with a lot of people. They see that they think that they're not going to be able to measure up and do it. But you know what? You just have to give God a chance, you know, to help you. If you give God a chance, then He's going to lead and direct you. That's why the Holy Ghost came, to lead and direct everybody into all truth. But people just don't want to give God a chance. They're so content with that lifestyle that they're in that they don't want to be taken out of that comfort zone. And then they see that I can't measure up to that. But God's not asking you to measure up to nothing, but what God has for you. You got to understand that God's not requiring something of a person to measure up to somebody else, but only to what God wants for you. And you fall in line with that, whatever God requires of you. You can't just give up. You have to make sure you do something.
Amen to that. You don't have to go through what we had to go through. All you really have to do is believe what you're saying. That's what the Bible says.
That's
true. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever is athirst, let him come to what? You come to the stream of living water. I weiß einen Strom, das ein herrlicher Fluss. Just what I said. We used to sing that song. I didn't. I was clueless what that stream is that song talks about. But as time went on, the Lord brought me to that stream. And the stream is, like we keep saying, over and over again. And anything outside of that Laodicea church, its messenger, is all infiltrated with that Antichrist. I don't care how good a preacher he can preach. I don't care how long their beard is or how black their clothes are. It's all just infiltrated with these Antichrists. And the only message that's worth listening to is the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's all that you and I are doing. Here we're just keeping it alive and we're directing people back to that living water, just like it says back in Revelation. I counsel of thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you take that eye cell so that your eyes might see. Everything is in there, and you'll find it all under the message of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, how to dress yourself. Anything outside of that, believe you me, it's infiltrated with these antichrists, with these seducing spirits, these doctrines of devils, and the multitude, they flock to these cesspools of religion, and they don't even know that all they're doing, they're paving themselves a way out to hell and death. Because they don't take it serious. They don't listen to what we have to say. They tap in for a little bit, and then they find us saying something that they don't agree with, and they're offended at the word, exactly what the Bible says. Blessed is he that is not offended at me in my word. And we say things that they're offended, and what they do, they figure if they just shut us off, the things will go away and there'll be no accountability. But they're going to have to pay an accountability, just like Mordecai told Esther. If you don't take advantage of what has been laid at your feet, you as yourself will be lost and your whole household will be lost. But if you take advantage and take the opportunity to step up to the plate and get your feet wet, put your life on the line, then you will save yourself and your household. Just that simple. That's just that same thing today. If you don't take advantage of what you're telling to tell you here, you're going to lose it. You're going to, and throughout eternity, you'll never get it back. This opportunity that you have today, you'll never get it back throughout eternity. So if you, and I could mention your name. There were, I've seen people that rejected, and pretty soon their family members die. Pretty soon the disaster hits their family simply because they rejected the truth. They could not come under that stream. I could mention their names, but they're probably not even worth mentioning. They know that you and I have the truth. They knew it, didn't they? And they knew that what you and I are saying is 100% accurate. But then they look at it, they reason it out, and It might cost me. I don't want to be identified with these two people and things like that. Whatever the devil, they go reasoning things out, and before you know it, there's no sign of them anywhere. And then you watch it, and you hear the obituaries, one of their family members died, and instead of telling, and them telling their family members about this here truth, they reject doing that. They don't do what they're supposed to do. And because, like I say, you only get one run at this. You only get one, like, after today, that day will never come back throughout eternity if you don't take advantage of it. We're doing everything that we know to do. We will do a lot more, but it's exactly where it says, work while it is yet day, for soon the night cometh when no man can work. Just the little thing that you and I can do, we're doing it on a day-to-day basis. That's all that we can do. We can only do that one thing anymore because we're living in such a darkness where no man can work. We've tried to go out there and tell people about the truth and witness to them. It usually backfires when we take it into our own hands. We can only the God requires of us to lift the lie above reproach and put it out there for whosoever will. That's the only thing that we can do here in these closing days of time. That's all that God requires of us. That's all that's left to do. We're holding on to the thing that has any value. And that's the ministry of Brother Brennan and Brother Jackson. And that's the only job description that the Lord gave us because He went and told us, Lord, why did You put us together? Ever since He put us together, we've been doing nothing but harassed, persecuted, terrorized from every angle. And the Lord simply told you to preserve this here truth. Because anything outside of that is just a waste of time. It's just brought on by seducing spirit and doctrines of the devil. There's nothing worth out there worth listening to except this here truth. And we can talk like that with a surety because we know it's true. That's why I said yesterday, once I see something in the scripture, once I saw it was the truth, once I saw it something that God put in, started up, I just didn't care what people said, did or think. I just knew at the end of the day, I'm going to still be right because God is always right. God is always true. And yet, once you find out that's what God wants from us, you just put it out there. It doesn't matter. Let the chips fall where they may. When I found out that God sent the prophet, I told everybody that knew me. You know, that I knew at the end of the day, I'm going to be right anyway. So what's the difference? What they do to you? They can persecute you. They can terrorize you. They can do whatever they want with you. But see, it's the end of the day that matters. All you got to do is look at the end of the day. You're going to have your family secure. You're going to be before the Lord, and you'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what happens at the end of the day when you do what the Lord requires of you to do. You've got nothing to worry about. These people out there, that fear monger, you know, it's just a fear factor. You got to overcome that fear factor. There's nothing that they can do to you unless the Lord allows them to do it. And then, if the Lord allows it, it'll be for your benefit. Just like I told my father-in-law when he came into my home, you got no wife, you got no children, you got nothing. You don't even have a name. You're just a number. I said, you'll do whatever the Lord allows you to do, but at the end of the day, whatever you do, it'll work for my benefit, and it'll work for your destruction. That's exactly what happened. We've had nothing but goodness and mercy follow us out all the days of our lives, because we made a decision, we made the right choice when we found out that God sent the prophet, and we're still in touch with reality, because there's nothing else we're talking about. That's why we put our life on the line, because we knew it was worth fighting for. And that's all that we have, is to hear truth. And if you want to, you can come on board, or you can just kick the can down the road and forget that we even exist. And that's what a lot of them do. I can mention names, I see them. I see them many times on a day-to-day basis. They're lost. They're out and out of darkness. They're confused. They don't know whether they're coming or going, but simply because they rejected the truth for their day. And the only thing that comes to them is God's judgment on them. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You, Lord, and we we know that there's a lot of people out there that are just hirelings because they're not caring for the people, because they're doing it for their self-interest, what they're doing, Lord, for money, gain, power, and all these things, Lord. They're not really caring for the flock, because if they would, they would tell them the truth and what you've done in this day and hour. So we just want to help people understand what you've done, Lord, and there's the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we just want to lead people to Jesus, Lord, and to all that He's done for us, Lord, and let people know that they can have a glorious place in Jesus, but oftentimes it requires a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is not all that hard, but all that people need to do is that they need to be determined to see it through, because it's the end that's going to matter, where they're going to spend eternity. And they would just pray that people would have courage to stand up and not be fear-mongered, and because life eternal is the reward, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.